Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. Hey guys, welcome to Monday's show. Hope you had an awesome weekend. Morning studio.
Morning.
Over on the phones right now. Reagan, how are you? Thank you for calling this morning.
Hey, good morning studio.
Morning.
My husband and I are on a road trip and he's making me listen to 10 hours of uninterrupted Bobby Bones show.
Hey, come on. That's what we like. Wait, why are you sad? Wait a minute. Hold on. Reagan, you must listen to the show if you know how to call and say good morning studio. But you sound upset that you're being forced to listen to our show.
Okay. Right before I came on, he was like, "Okay, babe, listen. When they get on there, you have to say good morning studio." And he made me practice like 2 or 3 times with him.
Oh, that's funny. So you don't really listen to the show that often?
So I'm not a big, I have my music on my phone I listen to.
Yeah.
But on the way, so we're originally from the Chicago area. And so we're visiting down in Nashville, decorating a house for someone. And so on the way down here, we listened to 5 hours. And I was like, okay, 5 is fine. And then this morning as we were loading up the car, he was like, "Oh, I cannot wait to listen to some Bobby Bones this morning." And yeah. I was like, okay, bud, listen. What's the time frame? What are we talking about? Because I can't do 10 hours. And he was like, "Oh, I have like 15 episodes to catch up on."
Nice.
I was like, mm-mm.
We'll split it up with episodes of the Bobby Cast, my music podcast.
There we go. I can do that.
Well, Reagan, I appreciate you sitting through this. I don't like to listen to 30 minutes of me. So the fact that you're doing 5 hours a day like that, you are a supportive wife. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
What's his name? Let's shout him out here.
His name's Caleb.
Caleb, from us to you. We love you, buddy. All right, Reagan, you guys be safe on your drive, okay?
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, Caleb.
It's Caleb.
He's like, I'm not going to miss out on this.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. We're talking to Reagan, how she doesn't like our show that much. But you know what? You stay true to us, and we appreciate that.
Oh, I always stay true. I'll make her like you, whether she wants to or not.
Well, we love that. Hey, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get you some Pimpin' Joys. I'll get you like a sweatshirt for you and for her, okay?
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you guys.
Love your show.
Thank you for spreading the word, bud. See you later. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
I think I'm getting scammed, and I wanted to ask you about it. I want to know, I'm trying to rent an apartment, and they want me to send them a $600 money order before I get the keys. What do you think? Is that a scam? All right, you guys stay cool.
It's hard to know if that's a scam straight up. The money order thing is weird.
Mm-hmm.
That leads me to think scam,
because a money order, there's really no tracking like a check. Money order is basically cash. I would say, hey, can I send you a check if that's for a deposit? Because your name's on it. That can't just go anywhere. It only goes to the person it's sent. It feels scammy, but I would say, can I send it to you as a check? And if they say no, then I'm probably a bit more concerned. Because the money order is how they get people on Craigslist.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, make a money order, send it to us. And also, what's the $600 for? If it's for deposit, I get it. Or first and last.
Ugh.
It feels scammy, but I'm not going to commit to scam. There's more questions that need to be asked here. Feel good on that?
Yeah.
All right, let's open up the mailbag. Here we go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. I've been going out with a guy that I met on a dating app. He's a lawyer, and we've been talking now for a while, and we've been on a few dates. The other night, he took his shoes and socks off for the first time in front of me, and his toenails were painted. I was totally caught off guard. And to be honest, it was an instant turn off for me. Do you think I'm wrong for suddenly not liking him after that? Should a guy tell you right away he paints his toes? Or is it okay to find out by him casually taking his socks off during a movie night? Thank you. Signed, Kelly. Amy, you want to go first on this one?
I feel like I would want to know. I think that that's something you disclose almost in your dating app profile.
Here's what I think. Like under- I think you have to disclose that you're taking your socks and shoes off. Because who knows why his toenails are painted? Does he have a niece that painted his toenails and he didn't go get toenail polish remover on? Who knows why his toenails are painted?
Well, if that's the case, then yeah, he doesn't need to tell you. But if so, don't you think that comes up date one?
I think it comes up before. No, I don't. But I think it comes up when you take your shoes and socks off. I think if you're, unless he just forgot, I tend to side with him because I don't, if his nails aren't painted, he's not wearing a bunch of earrings or his hair.
Wow.
It's probably just a kid in the family who painted his toenails. So I say, don't write him off yet. Just ask him, hey, what's up with your toenails being painted?
Okay. And so what if he says, I love to get pedicures and I paint my toes are always painted.
Good scenario, Amy.
What if? Is she wrong for, like, is that a, is, that's okay if that's her, if she shouldn't feel bad about it if she's not attracted to that.
I think if you like him, it's a, and if you're struggling dating, it's a weird reason to just write somebody off completely.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if it makes you vomit.
Then you gotta.
I just think there are worse things that people could do except paint their toenails.
Well, of course there's worse things. I'm just talking about a level. I just feel like maybe that I would want to know that beforehand. I want to know if your nipples are pierced, if you're a guy.
Interesting.
And if
well, there's no six-year-old niece piercing your nipples, right? I would think that comes up before you take your shirt off.
Exactly. Like one day you have him over and y'all are going to go swim and he takes his shirt off and you're like, what? I found out once that a guy...
I knew this was personal to her. I didn't know where it was going. She's way too passionate about nipple piercings.
No, but he didn't even have his nipples pierced anymore, but I had been on probably 4 dates with a guy. I really, really liked him. And we're casually talking one night, and he brings up how he had his nipples pierced, and so he could still put the piercings in if he wanted to. And I couldn't get over it. I mean, we just weren't going to be compatible anyway. But, and I'm not saying I'm right for this by any means. I just personally thought, oh, I don't know if I can handle if one day you decide you want to put them back in. Not my thing. So that was weird for me.
So you punished him for his past that he's changed from?
No. I could tell he's probably still open to it. So I just felt like if he'd had him in, I would have wanted to know on date one.
What about a tongue piercing?
I feel like I don't want
because there were guys that had their tongues pierced.
I am also not into that, so I would probably want to know. But that you can see right away.
Here's the thing about this guy with his toenails. He probably should have told you before he took his shoes and socks off.
Mm-hmm.
If you dump him because he has his toenails painted and you never even asked him, you didn't like him that much anyway.
So now that's what we need to ask. Do you paint your toenails?
No, it's your toenails are painted. Why?
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you saw them, instead of sending me an email, you should have said, hey, why are your toenails painted?
But we like the email.
I agree.
Yeah, but we are saying don't write him off. She's asking, am I wrong?
You don't write him off. You figure out why and then you make your decision.
Yeah, figure out why.
And if the worst thing he does is paint his toenails... and you dump him.
He still could be a really great guy.
That's on you. Then you're the reason you're not with somebody. All right, there you go. Don't write. I imagine it was his niece who did it. in my scenario. His niece did it.
But you have no idea.
I don't, but we all speculate.
See, I'm picturing him at his weekly pedicure, picking out his color. Ooh, and y'all could share. Like, if you get a new color, he could borrow it.
All right, there you go. Close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you an artist saying, wishing you happy Memorial Day. Raise your hand when you know you only get to hear it twice.
Hoping you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. If wonderful. I call on you and you miss it, though, you're out. Eddie.
Luke.
Correct. You're all good.
Please take time to remember all those who sacrificed their lives during this Memorial Day weekend.
Lunchbox?
Keith Urban.
Correct. I'm telling you. Good. Next one up is number three.
Please take time to remember all those who made the ultimate sacrifice during this Memorial Day weekend.
Amy?
Carrie Underwood. To get a little
We're getting a little harder as we go now.
Okay.
Raise your hand, though, if you still know it. Number four.
Wishing you a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Eddie claims to know it.
Got it.
Play it again, Ray.
Wishing you a happy Memorial Day weekend.
I don't claim to know it.
You don't know it? Amy's hands up
and down.
I feel
like I'm in school.
Like, am I supposed to raise my hand if I don't?
If you don't know it. Well, now that we don't all know it, we'll write it down.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Ray. Right. Play one more time for me, Ray.
Wishing you a happy Memorial Day weekend.
It's that weekend getting me.
Weekend? She didn't say it like that.
I heard.
All right, everybody good?
Yeah.
Eddie?
Maren Morris.
Amy?
Maren.
Lunchbox?
Miranda!
Miranda? Yep. Who is that? It's Maren.
Oh. I drove
circles around. I hear that, though. I hear you.
That's why I didn't raise my hand, because I didn't know
all right,
that one.
Next up, name this one. Write it down. Name it.
I just want to say thank you to the men and women in uniform on this day.
No, write it down, Eddie.
Everything.
Not raise your hand.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Just write it down. We just did raise hands so everybody didn't get it the whole time.
Got it.
I do think Eddie comes on this and starts to screw with me.
He really does.
All right. Amy.
Dirks.
Lunchbox.
Dirks.
Eddie.
Dirks.
Good.
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Let's do just a couple more. Number six.
I hope you take a moment this Memorial Day to honor the brave men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Lunch.
Justin Moore.
Amy.
Justin Moore.
Eddie.
Justin Moore.
All right. Somebody. Yeah, next one in line.
We just want to send our thanks to all you servicemen and women and the ones who've gone before you for sacrificing time with your families, sacrificing your own needs, and even sacrificing your lives so we can be free to do what we want to do.
Right. Amy?
John Osborne.
Eddie?
John Osborne.
Brothers Osborne.
Brothers Osborne, yeah, yeah. All right, speed round. Just yell your name if you know it. We got to get a winner here. Do the next one, Ray.
Take time to remember our fallen heroes during this Memorial Day weekend.
Amy.
What the crap?
Answer.
Shoot.
Time.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Charlie Worsham.
Incorrect.
No.
What?
You want to play it again?
Thank Take time to remember our fallen heroes during this Memorial Day weekend.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah.
Take time to remember our fallen heroes during this Memorial Day weekend.
You've already missed it, Amy. Stop dancing around over there. Any guess?
Let's go with Walker Hayes.
It's Jimmy from Little Big Town.
Oh, my God.
All right, buzz in. Here we go. One more time. Next one.
Wishing you a happy Memorial Day.
Eddie. Amy.
Luke Combs.
Good. All right. Moving on.
That was a fun game.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A chance meeting at work led two coworkers to unite their families forever. Susan Ellis and Tia Wimbush worked together in the IT department at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. And one day, fall 2019, they learned that both of their husbands went into kidney failure days apart, and both their husbands needed kidney transplants. Unfortunately, neither wife was a match for their own husband. Susan went on to a donor chain, hoping it would lead her to a kidney. That fell through. She ran into Tia in the bathroom at work. They were catching up. They were talking about the donor process. Where do you think the story's going?
Oh, I'm thinking that they were the matches for the opposite. Like the
each bing, 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 yeah. Bing, bing, bing. They both matched for each other's husband.
That's crazy.
The coworkers realized they were both donor matches for that other person's husband. This is insane.
Mm-hmm.
In the most wonderful way. They set up the transplants in March of this year. Tia donated a kidney to Susan's husband, Lance. Susan donated a kidney to Tia's husband, Rodney.
Cool.
Great story. What happens, you know, because you know the story says they're friends forever. What happens if, like, they start to hate each other? You can't get it back, but do you feel like you always have to, like, invite them over for Christmas dinner?
Well, I feel like there always is some sort of a bond. I kind of was like, now that other person has a part of you, and then what if they swap?
Oh, okay. Amy went next level. Amy went next level where that, okay.
I don't know.
It is such a good story. And the fact they were able to figure it out, and then they both happened to match the other one. What would have stunk is if only one of them would have.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would have for sure given it. And the other one's sitting there twiddling her thumbs waiting for a kidney.
What are the odds of that? It's crazy.
That's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, and it, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, not super crispy. I like that middle, a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Wright brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Wright brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? You in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Wright brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, how do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Lunchbox sent me a note last night. He goes, I'd like to spill the tea. What does that normally mean, Amy?
It means you throw someone under the bus a little bit. You've got something on them and you tell it to everybody else.
I mean, what does it mean when Lunchbox says it?
When Lunchbox says spill the tea, it just means he's going to rat Eddie out.
Is that it?
That is true, right?
Yeah. Like,
pretty much every single time.
Let's spill the tea.
Lunchbox, is this about Eddie?
No, it's not about Eddie. You're off the hook, Eddie. Oh,
thank you, Lunch.
Shocker.
Yeah. Little twist here.
Does the person know you're spilling the tea on them?
No, they do not.
Okay.
Of course they don't.
Who would you like to spill the tea on?
Well, this person sits directly behind me in the glass room, and their name is Scuba Steve.
Oh, wow.
Scuba Steve to the Scuba Steve to the microphone. Scuba Steve to the microphone.
This might be
what
the you first. Got?
I was in the glass room after the show the other day, and I hear Scuba get a phone call. And I don't know if he has his speaker extra loud or whatever, but it is a woman on the other line. And she is saying, hi, this is so-and-so. And to let you know, I am a woman, not a man. So you don't need to be calling me a man. I'm a woman.
And you hear her say this?
Yes, you can hear it loud and clear. I don't know if he has some, but he is getting chewed out because I don't know what happened, but Scuba called some woman a man, and she was letting him know she was not a man.
What happened, Scuba?
So to give you some context, our weekend shows, there's been some personnel shifting going on, so there's some new people involved, and some new emails coming through to me as we're going through this transition.
Who? What? It's like weekend personnel, not us.
No, it's our weekend shows, the Country Top 30 and Women of Our Heart Country.
Yeah.
So we have a new editor, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And so I'm now privy to these emails coming through during the transition to make sure everything is smooth. So I get an email from somebody a couple different times. I like halfway read this person's name and assumed it was a guy. And so I wrote in an email where she said a bunch of like nice things. I was like, hey, thanks, man. I really appreciate it. Yeah, Pitts is a great guy. You know, we'll make sure you're taken care of in this process. Literally 30 seconds later, my phone rings from LA. And so I'm thinking it's someone, a friend of mine or someone I know from back in SoCal. And it's a lady is on the phone and she goes, hey, is this the world famous Scuba Steve? And I was like, yeah, hello. She goes, well, I just want to let you know that I'm not a man. And I was like, huh? She goes, yeah, we've been corresponding lately, and you just said, thanks, man, and I'm not a man. I want to let you know that. And I was like, oh.
What did you say to that?
I just awkwardly laughed because I didn't know how to respond to it. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I just wasn't paying attention. A lot of things going on. I'm really busy right now. And then I just kind of pivoted, and I was like, oh, yeah, Sherman Oaks office used to be in there all the time. You know so-and-so and so-and-so, and trying to butter her up and not hate me.
That's a bold move to call somebody because of an email, right?
Well, she probably could be in a position where, let's be honest, a lot of people that probably do what she does are men, and she wants you to know.
Thanks, man.
I know,
can't you just email that? Like, hey, I'm a woman, by the way.
She could be sensitive to the fact, and here he is assuming she's a man, and she's probably
But I wasn't
like,
assuming, though. I was just rolling through my day.
So
and wasn't
like, what's her name? Like, what confused you? Because, like, if her name was Ryan, I could see how that could be confusing.
Was it a male name?
When I actually took time to read through the whole name, it's a female name.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I felt awful. It was like major foot and mouth.
Yeah. This reminds me, on the very first episode of the first season of The Office, it starts with the scene where Michael Scott is on a phone call, like closing a deal. Here it is.
Just wanted to talk to you, manager on manager. All right, done deal. Thank you very much, sir. You're a gentleman and a scholar. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. My mistake. That was a woman. I'm sorry. She had a very low voice.
But what do we learn from this, Scuba? Everything's a teaching moment.
Yeah, I need to take the time to read through it and recognize who I'm speaking to, because this person was a director as well, so they have, you know, they're pretty important in the company.
I definitely want to know who it is when you get off.
Yeah.
It's the Good News Countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
All right, here we go. Let's count down the five best, quickest, make you feel good news stories of the week.
Number five.
It's nice to see something uplifting on a news broadcast. A reporter in Washington, D.C. named Bob Bernard was on location when a happy puppy came running up to him in the middle of the street. He picked her up, he kept her safe, and then the owner finally showed up. Here's a clip from the newscast where the puppy randomly comes running up.
Uh-oh, this dog just ran out here. Hey, come here. I don't see an owner. Hello. Life is good. I won't charge for this. This is a freebie. There you go.
I'm so sorry.
No, are you okay? Did she really just run out?
Yes, she just jumped through the gate.
She got through the gate. She wanted to see us.
Everybody loves a puppy. There you go.
Number 4.
Acts of kindness are on the rise. Over half of us say that we have experienced a random act of kindness in the last year. A new survey found most of us think that in general, people have become kinder during the pandemic. And 1 in 3 say random acts of kindness are contagious. Can you think of anything happened to you?
I was trying to carry a box into the FedEx store the other day, and I was struggling a little bit, and a guy just ran over. He wasn't even coming to the FedEx store and helped get a box and got the door. That was nice.
That was
random.
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't have to do that.
Eddie, anything happened to you?
Yeah, I was part of one of those pay it forward things at Starbucks. I got my coffee, picked it up. They're like, hey, the person in front of you paid for it. Pretty cool.
Lunchbox?
No.
All right.
No. Number 3.
There's a couple in Chicago who go to the same restaurant each year to mark the anniversary of their first date. And they celebrated their 20th last week by leaving the staff a $2,000 tip. Here are some of the employees talking about it.
We have a lot of these type of guests. They've come in, they've started their families here. He was very specific. He wanted to make sure it was shared with all the staff.
You know, it almost makes you want to like cry when people are that generous.
It just really put a smile on everybody's face here.
Number 2.
Amy Hawkins is a 110-year-old vet. Ever since the end of World War I, she dreamt of becoming a world-class entertainer. She toured with a dance company across the country, but she was discouraged and stopped by her mom, who thought the profession was unladylike. Well, now, with the help of her great-grandson, she is finally getting the recognition she sought after. She went viral singing on TikTok. Here's a clip. She's 110 years old. Hit it.
Farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, and my heart lies there.
110.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. And finally, here we go.
Number 1.
A group of bikers in Sacramento found out that an 83-year-old veteran hadn't left the house in 2 years because he did not have a wheelchair ramp. So what do? They built him a wheelchair ramp.
Nice.
The biker showed up, and now the guy's out of his house. It's fantastic.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I have the best Johnny Cash songs of all time ranked by Ranker.
If they don't put Ring of Fire or I Walk the Line at number one, they're just being cool for the sake of being cool.
It's got to be on the list, though.
Yes.
Oh, well, y'all are the big Johnny Cash fans. You probably know all of
these. San Quentin.
Folsom
Prison Blues. Mm-hmm. The San Quentin album's in my house now.
Oh, yeah. Is it in the jukebox?
Uh-huh.
Woo.
Listen to it all the time. Boy Named Sue.
Oh, good one.
On that record.
Good one.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor. Yeah.
A good one.
I'm going to Jackson.
Oh, Jackson's a great one, too. All right. I got
all those better be on this list.
All right, what's number 5?
A Boy Named Sue.
Got it. He was big and
bent and great. The only recording was on this album of it. It was a live version.
Oh, they never did a studio recording?
I don't think so.
Cool.
Turn this up.
How do you do?
And that was just a poem written by?
Shel Silverstein.
That's correct. Yeah, number 5. Good. What else? Number 4?
Hurt.
I'm going to argue this one.
Why?
Because it's not a Johnny Cash song. It's a Nine Inch Nails cover.
Cool cover.
Great version of it.
But a cover.
Yeah, you turn it up. It's good. Everyone I know goes away. But I just wouldn't put that in the top 20. Okay, next.
Folsom Prison Blues.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Jam. All right, next.
I Walk the Line.
I keep a close watch.
If it's not Ring of Fire at number 1, this whole list gets thrown in the garbage.
I agree.
Because it has to be in the top 5. I'm walking off the show.
If which one isn't?
If Ring of Fire is not number 1, I'm walking off the show.
Oh, no, it's not.
I'm gonna Piers Morgan this thing and just quit and walk out of here. Number 1.
Ring of Fire.
Yeah! Okay.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
I like it when lists don't try to be too cool. Some of these award shows, some of these lists, some of these articles are like, well, here's who we think's the greatest in 2021. And we're like, I haven't heard of 3 of those people.
Yeah, but they're so cool.
Yeah, but you don't understand. They only use 5 strings on their guitar, and one of them's probably, we don't care. All right, what else you got?
So would you want a bathroom in your house with no door?
I saw this.
It's a growing trend.
This house. It's like an $800,000 or $900,000 house, and you walk in, and there's a bathroom, and you can just see the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called the open concept bathrooms, and it's a bathroom without a door. Like, the toilet and the shower are just right out there on the open. No option for any privacy. whatsoever.
It's like prison.
Or like my junior high. You just walk in because they don't want people doing stuff in the bathroom that the toilets didn't have doors on them. Yeah, weird. I would not want that. And I wouldn't have expected in a real fancy house.
Yeah, well, it is a thing. And it's, again, called open concept bathrooms.
An open concept bathroom for me.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to this FedEx worker in Tampa, Florida. His name is Anthony Carvajal, and he hooked a bride up. So for whatever reason, her wedding dress was delayed. It was supposed to arrive just in time for her wedding, but the tracking showed that it was going to be a couple days late. Her family, her friends, everybody gets involved. They start calling FedEx. Who can help us? Well, Anthony happened to be one of the only people working that day, and he decided to make it his mission to exhaust all options and track down this dress. And eventually he was able to find it in a trailer. He dug through packages and eventually found the correct one and got it to her just in time for her wedding.
I mean, kind of a little close, though. Even a couple days.
That's above and beyond, though, of Anthony. He did not have to do that.
But also, he did not have to do that.
Nope.
I'd feel good if it came about a month before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm preparing.
Yeah.
But yes, he did not have to do that. And by the way, my package lost. No one's ever done that for me. Yeah. I'm like, hey, man, I'm looking for a softball bat. Ordered it like, and they're like, I don't give a crap. Shout out. What's his name again?
Anthony Carvajal.
All right, Anthony. Good on you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Go over to Amy and get the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
A cop pulled me over and said, papers. I yelled, scissors, and drove off.
Oh, that was the Morning Corny.
Don't try that at home.
That's funny. Amy sees more celebrities out and about than anybody I know.
Another one?
Two.
Oh, my goodness.
I got a twofer. Two at once.
So in another edition of Stars Are Just Like Us, mm-hmm. What were you doing?
Hiking.
No, when you hike, is that like a real hike or walking a trail?
I was on a trail.
Okay. No, just.
But I mean, it's a hike.
It's in the woods?
We all go there. It's a place you just kind of hike sometimes. You can go up and your heart rate gets up and you're like, oh, you could wear hiking shoes if you wanted mm-hmm. or you could also wear.
It's basically a road that's okay. In the woods, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're hiking.
Mm-hmm. I'm hiking.
And are you with anybody else?
Yeah, my sister.
And then you're walking, a lot of people out there?
Do-do-do, walk in, got my dog, and lots of people. And then from afar, I see a familiar face, mainly because he was my neighbor forever until we moved, and he moved, TJ Osborne.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, because he's so tall, and maybe it's like hard to miss TJ.
And also, he's talking, you can hear him from a mile away talking like this.
So I'm kind of dialed in, like, oh, yay, I get to say hey, because I went from seeing him, like, every day sometimes to never really seeing him. So I'm saying hi, and I'm like, oh, who's that he's with? Oh, Casey Musgraves.
What?
So she was walking her cute little dog and so stopped and said hi to both of them and they were super kind and then we all continued on our way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And nobody was bothering them?
No. They were probably more on the end of their hike mm-hmm. and we were more on the beginning. So I'm sure that they encountered people, but I think people just let people be there.
Do you think that those two... later that evening, if they're having dinner, we're like, you know who we saw on the trail? Amy.
No.
Amy Brown.
Not at all.
And listen, mm-hmm. No?
No. I only bring it here because it is kind of funny sometimes how, and to our listeners, I mean, it's just part of the Nashville life is running into people sometimes and then also reporting back how kind they are. I feel like that's what we do here. If I had had a rude encounter, I probably just wouldn't have brought it up. Yeah. Or I would have said, guess the celebrity that was rude to me.
She'd have done blind item.
Yeah, blind item. But no.
TJ was still cool.
Yes, always.
Katie's on in Austin, Texas. Hey, Katie, talking about celebrities that are cool. What do you have for us, Katie?
So I was at Studio 1-to-1 Bar in Austin, South by Southwest, with my then girlfriend, now wife. Bill Murray's manager comes up. We had the best booth in the house. And Bill Murray's manager comes up and says, Bill wants to sit here. And I was like, okay, he can sit here, but he can sit with me. I'm not giving him my booth. And he was like, all right. So Bill comes, he sits next to me, and all these people are trying to take, like, side-eye selfies. And I was like, Bill, you're bringing a whole lot of attention onto me. This is making me kind of uncomfortable. And he just died laughing. And I never got a selfie. I never got an autograph. I'm not like that. So, anyway, that was just a really cool Austin night, you know?
That's a great story. I've always heard mm-hmm. Bill Murray's awesome. Thank you for that call. You know, there's a whole documentary about how cool Bill Murray is. Ed, have you seen it?
I have. It's really good.
Yeah, anyone that's met Bill Murray that I've known has said he's either extremely weird or extremely awesome. And that's how we want him to be, right?
Yes.
You know, we talked about George Strait's house. It's listed for $7.5 million. It's a few miles outside of San Antonio.
Well, Lunchbox decided to call as one of his alter egos. This time, it's Jason Gibble. And to buy George Strait's house, he just uses a bunch of George Strait's lyrics. Now, did the realtor catch on? Did they get upset? Here we go. See if you can point out the song references in the clip. Hit it.
Hello?
Hey, this is Jason Gibble, and I was calling about 10 Davenport.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, Jason Gibble here, businessman, making business deals, trying to get that money. You know, my friends call me the fireman, so I was just trying to see if you could give me some more information on 10 Davenport.
Yeah, sure. It's 3-bedroom in the main house, and it has a detached casita, which makes it 4-bedroom. And like 7 bathrooms, and it's on 12 acres.
Baby, write this down. Take a little note. Jason Gibble, he's going to buy that house.
Oh, is he?
I cross my heart. I promise to pay cash.
Awesome. Would you want to send your proof of funds to my email?
Do you think I'm going to like this house? Is it a beautiful house? Check yes or no.
I'm going to go ahead and check yes.
So exactly like in location to downtown San Antonio, where is it in San Antonio? Can I make it to Amarillo by morning?
Okay. Maybe, maybe not, but it's about 25 minutes in San Antonio. But you can see San Antonio from the bathtub upstairs.
All right, take it or leave it. I'm going to say $7 million, and this is where the cowboy rides away.
You know what? I bet I could get him to take it. All right. Well, this is a pleasure. I'll be looking forward to your proof of funds, and I can't wait to show you the house.
Yeah, and if you could email me at jasongibble69@hotmail.com.
No problem, Mr. Gibble. I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet.
She was amused.
Yeah, she handled that well.
We know all the references, right?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was right on the nose with a lot of them. Fireman. Hey, write this down.
Baby, write this down.
Check yes or no.
That's fine. My favorite one was, can I get to Amarillo by morning?
Yes.
So random.
You know what I learned, though, is it's not a 3-bedroom. The attached part is 4 other bedrooms.
The casita.
Because I was like, how is this a 3-bedroom house? They didn't list the other 4 when I read it.
No, it's the casita makes it 4 bedrooms total.
Casita.
Oh, it's not 7 bedrooms?
No,
total?
A casita is a little tiny house off of the
house.
This
is insane.
So it's a 4-bedroom.
It's a $7 million house with only 4 bedrooms.
But it is on 12 acres.
And
you can see all of San Antonio.
Yeah,
you can see San Antonio from the bathroom.
I get all that. Just amazed a house would cost that much, only have 4 bedrooms. Nice job, Lunchbox. According to a new government study, almost 20% of avocados have traces of dangerous bacteria on the outer skin. So they're like, people are eating avocados for health reasons, but at times they're not understanding the bacteria that can be on the outside of it, and they're getting sick and not knowing where it's coming from.
Interesting.
A lot of people are washing their avocados, but they say make sure you wash for 10 to 20 seconds underwater, hot water, to get rid of the bacteria.
I need to do that.
But we're not eating the outside of the
skin.
No,
but think about it, Eddie. My kids love eating avocados like just straight with a spoon. But I will take it out of the fridge, not wash it, and I will cut it, and then I'll put it on their plate. And then their spoon, and then it's on their plate, and then maybe when they pick it up, other food is there on the plate. Do you know what I mean?
I guess.
It's easy for the bacteria to transfer. That's interesting. I got to start scrubbing down my avocados.
Listeria is what we get from it, which is nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, muscle ache. So wash your avocados. That's the more you know. A little public service for you there. Hey, guys. Thanks for hanging out. On the phone in California right now is Linda. Let's talk to Linda. Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Morning, studio.
Morning. Doing good. What's going on with you?
Well, I was calling because I needed some advice.
Okay.
I'm a delivery shopper for Instacart, and I wanted to know if it's appropriate to approach a customer that is known for taking her tip away.
Wait, what? Taking her tip away? What does that mean?
So with Instacart, you can pre-tip either a certain amount or a percentage of the shop. And we deliver, and we can't see what the tip is until 30 minutes after delivery. And the customer typically puts in a decent tip and then lowers it significantly every time after the order has been delivered.
Okay, here we go.
It's Bobby Bones, world-class advice giver!
I have a couple questions first. Can you deny if you see that this person is asking you to get food? Can you go, nope, not for me?
Nope. With Instacart, we only see where the location is, like a house in a city. It doesn't give us an address or a name.
What's frustrating is this is your time that you have to make your money, right? This is your job. And so what I would probably do is when you're dropping it off, because we order food sometimes, like Instacart, and they just set it out in front of the house. We don't see them sometimes, because we'll order food and we're not home sometimes. We'll say, leave it here in front of the house, and they will. Is she often there when you drop off the food, or do you just leave it there?
It depends on if she's ordering alcohol or not. Sometimes I don't see her, and sometimes I do, because I need an ID.
I wonder if you could just say, hey, I think there's an issue on the app. It says at first you're leaving a pretty good tip, but by the time I'm out of here, it's like you're confused, right? Because then you're not confronting her. If you confront her, it's not going to be pretty. But if you go, hey, I think there's a problem. Are you having the same issue? Because it says you're leaving me a tip. I just want to make sure that this is not messing up for both of us. And then by the time I get home, the tip is gone. Do you know why that is? I think if you present it in that way, it's not going to be extremely awkward, and you coming from a confused place is going to disarm her a little bit. Because if you go and going, hey, where my freaking money? I think that's probably bad news. And I would even do that more than leave a note on the food. Because you could do that. You could leave a note on the thing. Hey, I think there's a problem. But I would just see her and go, hey, I think there's something wrong with my phone because it always has a tip up here. And I just want to make sure that it's working for both of us. That's what I would say. Amy, what do you want to say?
Yeah, I think that you could, I don't know, Bobby, if you think this flows with that from a customer service standpoint, that like you're wondering too, like, hey, just want to make sure that I'm doing a good job because I see a tip is this amount. And then just want to see if there's anything I can do better because the tip seems to go down. So am I doing something wrong? Because I'm trying to do my best every time. Because that's probably what she's doing in my mind. She's probably like, I'm going to act like I'm leaving a big tip so that they'll take care of my order real good. And then I'm going to not really give them that tip.
Yeah, no, I think that's what she thinks too, the caller. Yeah. I mean, I think they're putting it up front and then just jerking it out. Mm-hmm. Like it motivates you to do it, then you don't get it.
Right.
I think as long as you go in fake questioning it, either Amy's way or my way, I think that's probably better for all the parties involved. And then if it doesn't work that way, then I think you get the crowbar.
Yeah. No.
No.
I don't know why I just said yeah to that.
And yeah,
then,
totally.
Yeah, at first I was
great
like,
point,
yeah.
Bobby, thanks.
And then I'm like, no, can't do that.
Linda, we would advise collectively for you to play dumb a little bit. And go,
face-to-face.
Yeah, and be like, hey, I don't know what the problem is. Either it's the app, or you can try Amy's way. Be like, hey, can I do something better? Because I notice you're pulling some of the tip away. And that way it lets her kind of answer for her actions instead of feeling confronted for her actions.
Okay, that works.
Let us know how this goes because I'm irritated for you right now.
Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
All right, bye, Linda.
Oh, can I ask one more thing?
Go for it.
How are you feeling today, Bobby?
I feel good. Oh, I feel so good.
Oh, yeah.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doop boop 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 in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Wright brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Wright brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Wright brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Let's play another round of the Bobby Feud. Let's go. Welcome, team. Yeah. Here we go. The question is, top things people do once a week.
Boy.
There are 10 answers on the board. If you get the number one answer, you get 1 point.
Got it.
The easier it is to get, the less points you get.
Understand.
Person with the most points at the end wins. The Bobby Feud will be the champion until next week. Eddie, you're up first.
All right, come on.
Name something that people only do once a week.
I'm going to go, I think, with the easiest on here. Give me wash bed sheets.
Oh, I don't
please,
think that's
come
on there.
Come on, please, please.
Wait, what?
Wash your bed sheets.
That's probably an eh.
I don't think that's a bad one.
Isn't that kind of what you always
yeah,
say?
Like
it's like once a week.
Change
I do
your
like
sheets.
Once a month.
No, no.
The fact that you were first up and you missed.
That's not good. Bones, this is a hard category.
Amy.
Have sex.
I got that one.
What?
Oh,
I just.
Was...
Huh. All right.
I mean, I don't know. I know. Awkward.
Lunchbox?
Dine out.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see here. Show me dine out. At number six.
Boom! 6 points.
What?
Boys coming out of the gate. Swinging.
What? All right,
Lunchbox.
Five things are bigger than.
Name something people only do once a week.
Call their parents. Talk to relatives.
No, you talk to them every day.
Oh, good one.
Show me call their parents or talk to relatives.
Oh,
sorry.
Aww. Ow.
Eddie,
don't. You had the first pick and you got it wrong.
All right, here we go. I'm this is 100%. Give me get gas.
What?
Wait, I have
once
that.
A week?
Fill up your car.
I have
once
that.
A week.
I have to do that more than once a week, I guess.
What? It's not on there, just by that comment.
Show me get gas. Amy, name things people do once a week.
Go to the grocery store.
That's good.
Yeah, that's real good.
Okay. Show me go to the grocery store. Number two answer.
Yes. Okay, not gas.
Right, you had that?
Yeah, I did. Not okay. It does eating out or dining out, is that the same thing as going on a date, Mr. What, Harvey?
I wouldn't say that it's just
okay, yeah, because a date could be putt-putt. Okay, going on a date.
Yeah, good one.
Show me going on a date.
Oh, wow. Amy, I would have bet money
I know,
on that.
Me too.
Wow. Okay. Eddie went a little too specific, I feel like. Mm-hmm. He said change the bed sheets. I'm going to say do laundry.
Laundry once a week. More than
do like, laundry, wash clothes.
Yeah, once a week. Wash clothes.
No.
Okay. Survey says...
Hey, what did you guys say? I couldn't hear you guys. Eddie,
they
you
must
saying?
Not have
I
kids.
What
That's
were you guys saying?
Saying?
Were you guys saying no? Cool.
3 points for Lunchbox. It's the number three answer on the board.
Unbelievable.
What else do I do?
Lunchbox has got 9 points. He's dominating right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, everybody says they exercise every day, but a lot of people only get it done once a week. Give me exercise.
Show me exercise.
Yeah! Once a week.
Wait, what, guys? Couldn't hear you guys. Were you guys saying no again? Were you guys saying what number was that?
Number 10.
Okay, keep going.
Oh, sorry. I'm just, you know.
You're stalling.
They were hating on you too, Lunch.
I mean, they were hating every time I say something. They say no, no, no.
Ish. All right. Okay. Now, people do this once a week. We have 10 answers on the board. There are 6 answers left.
Once a week, let's say watch a movie.
I got that.
Show me watch a movie. By the way, the game ends if we get 3 X's in a row, if that person doesn't get it to begin with. Eddie?
Okay, this one's for sure. I got this one now. Go see your therapist, Amy. That's for you.
What up?
Once a week. Let's go.
I do that
go.
More than once a week.
Oh, great.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Show me therapy.
What?
I don't get it.
Eddie, you have 0 points.
Zero.
Eddie's been struggling on this
man.
One.
Amy.
Yeah.
The top things people do only one time a week.
Water plants.
Your plants.
The plants. You water them once a week.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Show me water plants.
Woo! What is it?
Gardening. We take that as gardening.
Yeah, we do.
All right, that is 8 points.
Dang, she makes a comeback right like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's still down. She only got 10 points.
I know, that's still, I don't like that.
Amy, okay. You're up.
Well, wash their hair.
What?
No.
What? No. Women, we dry shampoo.
Lunchbox?
Well, I don't know if this counts as gardening, but mow the grass.
That does count as gardening, so I'll let you guess again.
Hang it. Yeah. Okay, let's see.
Top things people do only one time a week.
Oh, vacuum. Clean the floors. Mop, vacuum, house chores, whatever you call that.
Show me clean the house. Number 4. There are still 4 answers on the board. There's enough points for somebody to turn it around, but it's going to be tough.
Okay, what else do you only do once a week? Guys, something I like to do every day. Take a nap.
Oh,
I got it. Is it my turn?
No, it's Eddie.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Bones, thanks for the hint.
Yeah.
Not take a nap, but give me sleeping in.
Yes, that's it.
Show me sleeping in.
Yeah!
You're welcome, Eddie. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, now is where it gets tough.
All right, there are 3 answers left on the board.
I mean, Eddie, I had to give you an answer.
There is number 1, number 7, and number 9.
Number 1.
The number 1 answer is still on the board.
Once a week.
The number 1 answer?
Mm-hmm. Once a week, something people do once a week.
Oh.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to go with... Oh, gosh, I don't know if this is right or not, but give me pizza night.
Pizza night. Show me pizza night. All right, there's 1X. Amy?
Okay, this should happen more than once a week, but floss teeth.
Show me floss teeth.
What?
Man, I thought you celebrated like you had it.
I thought I did. I mean, what else is there?
When I tell you guys this one, you're going to like, oh, duh.
Really?
Once a week?
Once a week.
Once a week. Listen to your favorite podcast.
Show me podcast. All right, speed round. You have 5 seconds or the game shuts down.
You got it.
Eddie, go.
All right, clip your nails.
Incorrect. Amy.
Exfoliate.
Lunchbox.
Wash your car.
Incorrect.
What?
The
Give
winner with 23 points. Lunchbox is the winner of the feud.
Let's go.
All I do is win, win, win.
And they stay there. What about play games?
Here we go. Your number 9 answer was drink beer or alcohol.
Oh, no.
That would have got you week. 9 points. At number 7, it's take out the trash.
Oh, duh. Oh.
And your number 1 answer was go to church.
Oh,
on Sunday.
No.
Idiots.
Well, some people go on Wednesday.
Yeah,
night.
I go twice a week.
Come on, most stop. Go once. Oh. There you go. Lunchbox on winner, though, on the few. Nice job. Nice job. Now time for a segment about, well, getting older.
Time marches on.
The segment was brought to me today by Raymundo because he's experiencing something in his life. Raymundo, take it away.
Yeah, my apartment complex, cars are speeding through. You got Mustangs, hot cars. They all think they got to cruise like 40 miles an hour. It's dangerous. There's kids, people run and stuff like that. And so I said, I brought it up. We're pretty close with the front office people. And I said, hey, I used to live in apartment complexes that did speed bumps. I said, that'd be a really good idea, honestly. Well, about 3 weeks later, they put in speed bumps, and now the old community message board is full of people hating on the speed bumps, and I'm like, oh, that was me.
But good for you. If people are flying through there, you may have saved a life.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
Wow, and Ray for mayor.
Time marches on.
Yeah.
Old guy.
That's what an old person does, so yeah, that's good.
Time marches on. Time marches on.
I tell you what, my back hurts a little bit. This is mine. My back hurts when I drive sometimes, like my lower back, so I took the lower back brace from my video game chair and I put it in my car. And so it just like keeps my back straight, because sometimes I get out of the car and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So that's my time marches on, that my back is starting to hurt when it never did.
But also, it's gonna be okay.
Just so everybody knows, I'm very young and vibrant in my video games.
Yes.
I took it out of that chair. Amy, you have one?
Well, I mean, I am spending time trying to figure out the best food for my birds outside in my backyard for my bird feeder. I'm doing an experiment to figure out. It's like a taste test with my bird seed. That seems like.
But you're not tasting it.
No, the birds are.
Got it.
But I see which one goes the fastest because the birds have a preference.
I've seen that on your Instagram.
Right, but I have other bags I'm still testing out. I want to find the best bird seed for them. Take care of them.
That's for sure a time marches on.
Right?
Eddie?
Yeah, so about a year ago, I started watching TV shows with closed captioning because it was just so loud in my house. Well, now after everyone's in bed and I'm still watching TV, like it's still not loud enough. I guess my hearing's not great. I watch closed captioning again. It's just what I do now.
Can I tell you that closed caption has also changed my life in that I don't miss things anymore.
Right.
I can hear pretty good still.
Yeah, I can't.
But I keep it on a lot of the times because I just catch little things that I don't think I would normally catch.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
We're watching, I think we're about 5 episodes into Succession.
So good.
How do you feel?
It's okay.
Oh right my now. Gosh.
We're not, I don't know why. And maybe it'll hit us like a ton of bricks later. It's pretty good. Like, we go back to it maybe once a week.
Right, because you had started a while ago and then weren't really feeling it, so you went on to other things, which I can understand moving on to something that's hot at the moment, but Succession is so good.
Yeah. It's getting good.
But it's all, guys, it's also okay for someone not to like a show that you like.
I know,
no, they just both call me stupid.
No, I didn't.
They both were like, oh,
no, I
what?
Didn't. I'm just going to wait for the time where, yeah, it hits you like a ton of bricks. And you're like,
and I'm sure it will. I have faith that it will, or we wouldn't be 4 or 5 episodes into it.
Okay.
Time marches on, Lunchbox.
Yeah. So I was on a walk the other day, and this person had a wind chime that sounded amazing. And they were sitting on their front porch. And I was like, so tell me all about this wind chime. Where did you get it? Because that music that it makes is brilliant. And I went home and looked up the wind chime, and it might be on order.
That's funny.
That's legit. Mm-hmm. I kind of need one to go with my bird feeders.
Oh, they're great. Amy, I can give you a good recommendation.
This show has aged. Since we started,
I'm so embarrassed.
You guys got to understand.
Oh, no.
Everybody gets older. I used to think I wouldn't. When I started, I was the youngest morning show host in a major market. I was 22 years old. And I was like, I will never grow old. We're here talking about wind chimes and back braces.
Send me that link, Lunchbox.
I will.
Time marches on.
There you go, friends. You can share your time marches on with us on our Facebook page.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from China. Thousands of people were without power for a couple hours, all because one man wanted to work out. He was wanting to do some sit-ups. He's like, where should I go? He climbed up a utility pole to do sit-ups off the pole. And so they had to cut power to thousands of homes to make sure he got down safely.
Man, if you're climbing a pole to do sit-ups, you must be ripped. I'd like to see a picture of this guy. Because if I'm like, I'm going to do sit-ups, I'm just going to get in the floor.
Yeah, and he must have those boots with spikes on it to get up the pole.
And think about that. There's a lot of elements to this story that I'd like to dissect a little farther. Okay, Lunchbox, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
They say letting children sip your beer could be more harmful than you realize. Who in here, by a say of me, whose parents let them drink beer or alcohol when they were young kids?
Me. I.
Okay. By say of me, and Amy goes, I.
Yeah, me.
Oh, sorry.
Me.
Me.
Alcohol's getting you.
Drunk now. Me.
Signed? I did not. When I was five, I was like, no way. I've seen enough of this. I never have been.
I think we all had different circumstances.
Yeah, I don't think I was even offered it, though. I mean, listen, it was there. It was always just sitting around. I guess I could have. But scientists find a link between child alcohol sipping and seeing alcohol positively. Mm. Kids are often given their first sip of alcohol by a parent with innocent intentions. However, health experts say that you should go alcohol-free childhoods because you're more likely to drink heavily as an adult if you have it as a kid, even as a sample.
Huh. I had it as a sample as a kid, and my daughter has sampled it.
You let her?
Yeah. She thinks it's disgusting. And as did I when I was a kid.
Yeah, so did I.
So it's, to me, there's no, if I saw a problem, but now I'm worried, like, oh, great, did I just create a problem? But I don't know. I think there's other circumstances.
How did your daughter sample alcohol?
Wine. She wanted to try it. We were having some, or she just said, maybe even at a restaurant too, sometimes if you get something and she'll just be like, oh, let me, oh, that's awful. Yeah. How do you drink that? Why? She's like, I'll take a Fanta. She'd rather have pineapple Fanta all day long.
What about you, Eddie?
No, they haven't tried it.
No, not your kids. What? You. Oh. Hold on, both. First, you.
Okay, so first off, I just talked to my wife about this the other day. My dad had a full bar in our house. Like, it was his dream to turn one of our rooms into a full bar, and he did. And we had every liquor imaginable available to us. And my wife even said, I remember going to your house when we were in high school and you saying, come on, ladies, what do you want? Tequila? You want vodka? What do you want? And she was just like, this is outrageous. But to me, that was completely normal. We'd go to restaurants when I was high school. Dad's like, do you want a beer? Yeah, sure. I drank a beer with my dad when I was in high school at restaurants. Totally normal. But now, as me being a parent, I'm like, that's crazy. I would never do that. That's crazy talk.
No chance you'd let your 13-year-old have a sip of beer.
No. And they've seen me have beer, and they're just like, you drinking beer? What's that taste like? I'm like, you won't like it. You'll like it someday, but not now. But not yet have they asked me, can I try that? And if they do, I'm going to say, nope, not yet.
I definitely don't think that every kid who tastes a little bit of beer or wine turns into an alcoholic. But they did like 10,000 people, and they found that kids who were exposed to it, but then it wasn't just talked about openly. Because Eddie, it seems like yours was just open.
It was everywhere.
Like, it wasn't a big deal.
Nope.
But if it was like, here, you can taste it, but it's a big deal, that was usually what ended up the worst. So I guess what we learned here is let your 6-year-olds rock it.
Let it rip.
Yeah. Not at all.
I try to make it not a big deal. But I grew up two ways. My mom was super strict with it. She had no idea in high school that there was drinking happening. But my dad was like, Eddie's dad, what up? You want to have everybody over? Like, it's so, looking back, it's so messed up.
Messed up.
I kind of even want to tell my dad, like, what in the world were you even thinking? Did you even love me?
A happy Memorial Day, the unofficial kickoff to summer. As you're prepping the grill for a family get-together this weekend, let's not forget the true meaning. As we honor those who courageously gave their lives for our freedom, this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.